Could you provide us with some insight into the Derna Valley Crisis Map Initiative? How did the idea originate and who were the driving forces behind it?
We are originally almost 5 or 6 people, but the leading forces are Mohammed Zaid, which is myself, Abdel Malik Younes, Asma Khalifa, and Mohammed Lekmeshi. We are from different locations across Libya. The idea came up because we were in a group together and we noticed that everyone is asking the same questions continuously and they forget about the numbers. So they ask again for the information. For example, a media outlet asks us for the number of death cases at the moment, or the rescue, global rescue missions that participated and supported Libya. And then a few minutes later, another one asks the same questions, the same question, or the same media outlet asks the same question because they lost the resource in the chat. So the idea came out in the public group chat, and one said, can't we make something visual? And because I have always dreamed of using data science for good, I am a data scientist and a STEM educator. I do teach science, technology, engineering, and mathematics through robotics education in almost 100 schools in Libya as an individual. So then I send in the group, if anyone have data analysis and data science skills, let's gather a group, data science for good, and create this initiative, which is Derna Valley Crisis Map. And we started collecting information in a spreadsheet, and we started collecting and cleaning data. It was too much. But then I worked on visualizing it because I have the data visualization skills and make it live in a live report dashboard page, which is named now Data Analysis for Derna, or the Derna Valley, sorry, Derna Valley Crisis Map, which is a live reports page, which gets, whenever we change something in the dashboard, the visualization, it's automatically changed in seconds. So media outlets and rescue missions can find out about the recent numbers, recent figures that they care about, that they want, in one click, in one website, in one resource. For the online fundraisers, how much they collected, it changes whenever they collect something, it automatically changes in the live report.
Explain to us, how is the data for Derna Valley Crisis Map sourced and verified?
For the numbers, we rely on different reliable sources. I can name them, which is Libya Red Crescent, Ministry of Foreign Affairs, for the rescue missions and so, local trusted CSOs websites and pages for the donations and campaigns, Mafqood for the confirmation of lost statistics, as well with the Libyan Red Crescent, and also for fundraisers, links above. We just locked up all the fundraising websites in Libya Floods, Daniel Storm, and so on, and embassies and official representatives.
In terms of collaboration, do you have any form of coordination with authorities in both the eastern and western regions?
There is no direct coordination with the government, but there is a coordination between us as a group and also with the Libyan Red Crescent and the Libyan CSOs and these different local and international representatives and embassies and officials, just to make sure that everyone have access to this information and that they update us whenever something is new, so we can add it. So everyone have access to this new information simultaneously.